Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. Life insurance. Life insurance is really, 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 really important. Really important. And if you have dependents, it's crucial. It's crucial, but it isn't cheap. So in this era of high prices and inflation and like making every penny count to make ends meet, how do you find the best possible coverage for the lowest possible price? Laura McKay is the COO of Policy Me, and she joins us now to share some tips. Hello there.
Hey, Bruce. Thanks for having me on the show today.
I know. It is different for every single individual and family, the cost of life insurance. But let's make some assumptions here. Let's say it's a 40-year-old couple. They make $100K in income a year total. They want to insure for a lump sum of $500,000 or something. How much, basically, would a term life insurance policy cost them in a year? And the reason why I want to start here is I want to put this, you know, it's obviously more than a streaming subscription and less than a car lease. So what would that be ballpark?
Yeah, I would say the other thing that has a big impact on price can be your smoking status. So assuming you're a non-smoker.
Non-smokers.
Yeah, you're looking probably somewhere around the $30 a month each. So, you know, maybe as a couple, probably $700-ish a year is kind of what you'd be putting towards your life insurance costs.
Yeah, not nothing. So it's something that you want to pay attention to. The upside of the peace of mind and the financial benefit, if you have that coverage, is, you know, many, 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 many times over in terms of the benefit of that investment. But we're going to talk about, you know, the pros and cons and the cost and how to optimize that. Essentially, there's three ways you can protect yourself: whole life, mortgage insurance, term, mortgage insurance, obviously on a house. Can we take that off the table? It seems to me, having covered this for a long time, and I don't know if you have the same view as me, it's expensive and it's insuring a depreciating cost because you're gradually paying down your mortgage. Is there anything to be said for in favor of mortgage life insurance?
Yeah, not really. There's a few problems with mortgage life insurance. The biggest one, as you pointed out, is that it's really tied to your mortgage. So in most cases, the payout is going straight to your lender, not to your beneficiaries, like your family that would want to use that money as a full lump sum and decide how they want to kind of allocate those dollars after you pass. And the second, as you said, it depreciates. So as you pay off your mortgage life insurance cost stays the same, but your actual coverage is going down every year. But even more important than that, the underwriting process for mortgage insurance can be very, very simple, meaning that there might be like two or three questions. But the detriment to having that is that the cost is super inflated because the information that the insurer has on you is like very limited. So they can't offer you their best price if they don't put you through a simple underwriting process. And in the mortgage life insurance world, there isn't much of an underwriting process, and therefore they bake in a lot of risk margin into those products. Like in some cases, it can be two or three times the cost of term life insurance for the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. And even a kind of a non-depreciating coverage amount in the term life insurance world.
Whole life is another one that we mentioned. It's a whole other kettle of fish, given that there's an investment component. What would be your, and I know you have, I don't know if bias is the right word, you have a predisposition to not be jazzed about whole life. What are concerns for you? What does it raise for you in terms of it not being a fit for everybody?
Yeah, so the biggest difference between whole life and term is that whole life is a permanent policy, meaning it's going to cover you for your whole life, whether that be kind of just in those early years when you're in your 30s and your mortgage is at the highest and you have kids who are financially dependent on you. So it'll cover you in those years, which is similar to term, but it also covers you in the years where you are potentially retired, not necessarily needing that same like income replacement objective that you would be in those earlier years. And as a result, you're really overpaying for your coverage. So you're buying kind of a policy that survives you and is going to be there for your whole life, but you're overpaying for years where you don't really need life insurance.
Right.
So it comes with an investment component, which makes it a little more friendly in those earlier years where you're overpaying for life insurance. There's a bit of a kind of a piece of it where you can take a loan against that investment component to take some money out of your policy. But ultimately, there's a lot safer, kind of more flexible and more efficient ways to save your money outside of life insurance policies. And we always direct customers to those kind of channels.
And there will be many people who are big fans of whole life because it can be a part of your financial planning and that investment component can make sense for people. My predisposition is insurance is to protect against a calamity and keep the calamity protection and the investing distinct for simplicity and cost. So I'm just declaring that off the top here. So let's spend the rest of our time on term. There are a number of variables. They're kind of like levers and dials that drive cost up and cost down. What are those variables and what should we as consumers be most attuned to in addition to don't smoke, just don't smoke?
Yeah, so I would say the two biggest ones are going to be your coverage amount and term length. What you want to be sure about is that you're not like over covering yourself. Again, this is something that's in place in the worst case scenario, but I think the insurance company and you are in line that you don't actually want to make a claim on this policy, right?
No.
So you don't want to kind of protect against a lifestyle that's even more inflated than the current lifestyle that you're providing your family, because it's just coming at a cost to your current kind of bank account today. So it's important to assess how much you need. Make sure you don't get too aggressive here because it does get expensive if you go into those high dollar amounts, well over $1 million, for example.
How competitive are the insurance companies themselves? Because when we look at mortgages, some lenders will get tighter on the margins to offer a lower rate, but those mortgages are still based on things like credit score and cash flow and all those kinds of things. Are insurance companies, are there those who are just simply more competitive and they make less profit in order to have a price advantage?
Yeah, so certainly there is, I would encourage everyone to compare quotes when they're looking at life insurance. Largely, especially term life insurance, can feel pretty much like a commodity. So you're going to want to get something that's kind of very affordable for you. So I would always encourage someone to compare price. PolicyMe tends to be a small plug for PolicyMe, kind of 10 to 20% cheaper than the industry. We've been able to manage that by really cutting out a lot of costs from the underwriting and operations of life insurance companies. So we're completely tech enabled, and that's allowed us kind of to build from the ground up a totally new digital experience for the customer, but also a much more efficient operations. And we've been able to pass some of those savings back to consumers in the form of kind of a more affordable price. For other insurance companies, similarly, they may be taking bets on certain segments. So maybe some of them are just going to want to be the cheapest in the market for a certain term length or for a certain persona. It depends, and it can change who's kind of most affordable in the market. So always encourage people to definitely price shop when they're looking at this product.
How do you think about duration? So because we're looking at this through the lens of cost, is it cheaper to go for a longer term?
It's actually cheaper to go for a shorter term. So yeah, 10 years would be cheaper than 30 years. And that's because if you're a 40-year-old, you'd be kind of losing your coverage at 50 versus at 70, right? And some of those later years are the most expensive to insure. And that's pretty kind of understandable by most people. There's a higher probability of you needing to claim in those later years, but you shouldn't be kind of associating the way you're purchasing this product with like you're covering those years that have the highest probability to claim. It's when your family is most needing that payout, which tends to be in our younger kind of years, in our 30s and 40s. So I'd always recommend that people look at kind of covering themselves till about 55 or 60. And then beyond that is going to be a personal decision based on how long you'll think you'll need that income protection.
There is a phrase that goes like this: you get what you pay for. And I went for cheap home insurance once years ago. I needed to claim. The process was a disaster, and I would never do that again. How does this work for life insurance, given that maybe the person who bought the policy isn't around to suffer the challenges of making a claim?
No, it's a fair comment. And I think a lot of people can look at auto and home insurance and try to make the same parallels to life insurance. But the truth is, the claims process for life insurance is a lot simpler. For the industry, you know, approves in the high 90s, in some cases like 99.x percentage of claims. The definitions that you need to meet around life insurance are very simple. You need to pass away, and it can't be suicide in the first 2 years of the policy. Beyond that, it's as long as you remain truthful in the application process and don't commit fraud in the ways of kind of not declaring some health diagnosis that you've recently gone through, you can be pretty confident, or your beneficiaries will be pretty confident that that claim will be paid.
Very helpful. Laura, thank you for joining us today.
Yes, I love being here. Thanks awesome. For having me.
Laura McKay, the COO of Policy Me. She was here to talk about life insurance and how you can get the best possible deal on that expense.